Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, and we've got plenty of it to share with you today, and keep everybody on the right path. It is the lamp unto our feet.
That's right. That's right. And I know you got something up your sleeve there, and you know, we're really battling for the message of the gospel right now.
Oh, definitely.
You know, we saw yesterday, we don't watch football anymore. We grew up on it, and it's gone so woke. It's just gone off the rails.
Yep.
Including the, we're like, Super Bowl? What Super Bowl? There's a Super Bowl going
yeah.
on?
I had no idea.
right, because, well, we're just not, we chose to unplug from that woke venue, but saw this article where they're spending all this money talking about Jesus. He understands us. You know, he gets it. Jesus gets it. Well, what they're talking about, and maybe we'll get into a little bit more, and this is really what it comes down to, Monochromatic Monday, the truth. And what they're doing is they're distorting the gospel. Jesus accepts everybody. And, you know, he surrounded himself with people that were unsavory characters and unwanted people from that culture back then when he lived.
Right.
So today, you know, the implication is that transgender, homosexuals, all that, he was just going to just accept everybody who's being rejected by today's culture.
Right. And that's an easy thing to twist, because he does accept every person. He does not accept their sin. In fact, he could have hung out with the very best people available, and they still would have been sinners, and they still would have needed to repent as well.
That's right.
Because, well, he couldn't come to this planet and find anybody else perfect to hang around, period. You know what I mean? So, of course,
exactly.
So whichever level of sinners needed him the most were the ones he gravitated to, because they needed him more than everybody else did.
Right.
They were the most lost. They needed him more than everybody.
Well, He came for the sick.
That's right.
The people that are healthy do not need a doctor. You know?
Right. And
so
he wasn't hanging around with prostitutes and criminals and whatever to say, hey, what you're doing is okay.
Right.
He was hanging around with them to share the truth with them.
Exactly.
And that because he loved them, he was concerned about them and did not want them to perish in hell because of sin.
And he told them to repent.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like the adulteress who, you know, who's thrown before him, he did not, you know, once all of her accusers were gone, he didn't say, okay, so carry on as you were. Keep being an adulteress. It's no big deal. I love you anyway. That's not what he said. He said, go and sin no more.
That's right.
And so that means repent, turn from your sin, and find him.
Yep.
And so that's exactly what he's saying to every homosexual, every prostitute, every liar, every thief. Exactly, every adulterer, everybody is stop. Stop, humble yourself, turn from your sin, and ask for his forgiveness. And he's happy to forgive you and accept you.
Yep.
And so that's always been the bottom line with that. He loves us all.
Exactly.
He loves us all, but he hates the sin. And because he's just, he is required to punish the sin if we don't repent of it. And so that's the clincher right there. That's the bottom line.
That's not the message this world is putting out.
Exactly.
When they talk about Jesus.
Yep.
Especially, you know, in this type of venue. So, you know, we need to counter that with truth. That he does love and he does want to redeem us. But he also wants us to do that by repenting and turning to him and following his commands.
And walk in his ways.
Yes.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
Well, and so we, gosh, we better get to the word of the day, because we've got got quite a lead into this whole topic that'll just take us right into the next thing we needed to talk about, as well as the news.
That's right. Okay, well, what is the word of the day today?
Well, so cool. It's a random turning that complements what we were going to talk about from our Bible study on Saturday. And so this comes after the fact. And so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 27. And he said, "Thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand. Also you shall attack every fortified city and every choice city, and shall cut down every good tree, and stop up every spring of water, and ruin every good piece of land with stones. Now it happened in the morning, when the grain offering was offered, that suddenly water came by way of Edom, and the land was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings had come up to fight against them, all who were able to bear arms and older were gathered, and they stood at the border. Then they rose up early in the morning, and the sun was shining on the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, 'This is blood. The kings have surely struck swords and have killed one another. Now therefore, Moab, to the spoil.' So when they came to the camp of Israel, Israel rose up and attacked the Moabites, so that they fled before them, and they entered their land, killing the Moabites. Then they destroyed the cities, and each man threw a stone on every good piece of land and filled it. And they stopped up all the springs of water and cut down all the good trees, but they left the stones of Kir Hareseth intact. However, the slingers surrounded and attacked it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too fierce for him, he took with him 700 men who drew swords to break through to the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son, who would have reigned in his place, and offered him as a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was a great indignation against Israel, so they departed from him and returned to their own land." Now, that's it. But that's an astonishing account from the Moabite king, whose name was Misha. And it turns out that in the notes it says, "To Misha, the defeat in battle was a sign that his god Chemosh was angry with Moab. As a result, Misha offered his own son in a sacrifice to please his god." And so what a terrible testimony for that guy.
Yes.
And you know, it, and why that's such a fascinating bit of scripture is the fact that that was what we were going to talk about today, at least in part, was something that we watched on Saturday that was by Jonathan Kahn. This is an excellent video.
Yep.
That we can't tell you how important it is for each and every one of you to look this up on YouTube. Okay, so first of all, the title of this video that Jonathan Kahn put out, the name of the Jonathan Kahn video on YouTube is "The Return of the Gods Unfiltered." And make sure you watch that entire thing. It's granted, it's about 56 minutes, and be sure that you watch that one. There's a couple slightly different variations of that title, but those aren't the ones that we're referring to. It just says Jonathan Kahn, "The Return of the Gods Unfiltered."
Yes.
And so watch that entire thing, because that's mind-blowing. What he covers is the history of what happens to a nation that is under judgment. And he describes that, first of all, what happens is Baal comes in, and he comes in to separate the people from God.
Right.
And then comes Ashtoreth, or Ishtar. Ashtoreth is actually a female false god that goes by the name of Ashtoreth, Aphrodite, Ishtar, basically Easter.
Right.
And what her thing is all about was, once Baal comes there to separate the people from God, then she comes in as a seducing demonic spirit to seduce the culture and lead them astray into sexual immorality.
Right.
And not only sexual immorality, but then turns people to not just adultery, but into the homosexual end of things, where it shows her as being a god of her being masculine, and all of the men around her are effeminized.
Yes.
And so she ends up pushing the destruction of culture through the homosexualization of the entire culture
at first, and then she says, I will turn men into women and women into men,
right?
You know, and what he does is he draws the parallel between where the United States has been since the early 60s, you know, with not Moloch, but
Moloch comes as the third one.
Right. Yeah. Right. The sacrificing of children.
Right. Yep.
And so this presentation is just absolutely astounding.
It's spot on.
It, to describe what's happening in America, the pattern of how these things creep in.
Right. And she's also, this Ashtoreth has the Greek base name of pornea, which is basically the base word for pornography.
For porn, yeah.
Yeah. And so her history is she leads people through basically pornography into homosexuality and into further destruction, which sets it up for Moloch, who also is, like in the word of the day, Chemosh, the god Chemosh.
Oh yeah.
Is he ends up being the third demon that comes in to take over a nation. And he's called the destroyer.
Right.
And his MO basically is the sacrificer of children.
Yes.
And so once Baal has got here, separated the people from God, then Ashtoreth comes in, the seducer of the culture, to totally demoralize everybody and homosexualize the entire culture. And then Moloch, the sacrificer of children, comes in as the destroyer.
Sound familiar?
And that's exactly who is in the word of the day in this text, that where it describes King Misha going to sacrifice his son to the god Chemosh, which is another name for Moloch.
Right, right.
And so it's astonishing that this pattern happens as soon as basically people reject the Lord. As soon
right.
as
the beginning of the separation from the people from God.
Right.
You know, with Baal. And, you know, he starts off the presentation. Please watch it. Please take the time to watch this, because we're not doing justice to the excellent presentation that he did, connecting all the dots, drawing all the parallels, and showing that pattern that's laid right over the top of the United States.
His presentation. Well, he wrote the book.
Right.
He wrote the book, and you all know him as being a superb researcher of the history of all of these things, and he lays it out so beautifully, and it is actually mind-blowing to listen to that presentation.
What really, what I keyed in on was the beginning of his presentation, and he puts this in his book, The Return of the Gods. And that is that we look at these, you know, like Norse gods and Greek gods as mythology. They're just myths, but they're not just myths. These are actually demons. These are demonic forces that have deceived people time immemorial.
That's right.
And so today we're seeing a lot of these past gods come back again.
Right. In the same exact pattern.
In the same names. I mean, right. Like in New York, I mean, they've got this archway to Baal, you yep. know, and yep. To Moloch. And we're actually seeing not just symbology, but actually their own names. And we've seen a few bumper stickers around saying, you know, one nation under Odin.
Right.
And, you know, well, it's a mythical Nordic god. It's cool because it's a tough guy, cool thing. You know, the perception, what the world has done, putting Jesus in this weak hippie kind of guy, you know, type of, well, what manly man wants to be a follower of that. Well, because Jesus has been completely misrepresented.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're seeing these things come to life, but they're not just myths. They were actual gods at one time, and not gods as in capital G, but little g gods that were demons. They deceived people.
That's right. The fallen angels.
Right. And so now they are returning again, and we're seeing that in our culture. And yeah, once again, you know, watch the presentation because it's done so well. It really brings so much understanding to right. what we're seeing. Because, right, it's easy for us to look at the news cycle and go, oh, it's just insanity. Oh, it's just craziness. It's not just insanity, even though it defies all logic, the things people are doing.
Yeah, it's being instigated demonically.
It's actually very demonic. It's very orchestrated. It is like crazy, like a fox.
Right.
Type of
it's right.
and, cunning.
You know, and I think that for the unfortunate sexual immorality of this current culture, I mean, this explains a lot. Oh my gosh.
Yes, it does.
Leading people through porn to the cascading defects of depravity, basically. Right. It just once you start down that road, it takes you to the next step, to the next step, to the next step, lower and lower and lower until you're accepting of the most atrocious things.
Right.
And this is what we're seeing happen all around us.
Yes.
I mean, this is why we're seeing child pornography, pedophilia is right. is starting to...
Trying to normalize
all of this horrific stuff.
Yeah.
And this explains it very well.
Yep, absolutely. Well, what's that scripture again?
Okay, so that was 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 through 27.
Outstanding. All righty. Okay, got it? Thank you.
Yep, praise God.
All right, this segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. He's coming soon. Just look up, look around. This can't go on much longer. He said it wouldn't. And he said to also be watching for these signs of his soon return. Well, I could say that we're looking at his imminent return. So be ready. Go to JesusAppears.com to find out what that means and how you can get ready, because you do not want to be around for what's coming.
That's for sure.
All right. Segment two, right after these messages, you stick around. Patriots, we'll be right back.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless. Slander, blackmail, corruption of character, to stock and trade. They recognize no such things as human dignity or any rights of the individual. Class hatred and open class warfare are their specialty. If they can get a few people killed, well, so much the better. As some were killed in this communist-incited race riot. At this, they are not only dirty, but they are oh so shrewd. Give them credit. They know Americans better than most Americans know communists. They are shrewd with words. How many Americans would volunteer for the communist army? Yet, many enlisted when it was called the Abraham Lincoln Brigade and went off to fight and die with the communists in the Spanish Civil War. When, in 1943, for tactical reasons, the Communist Party eliminated the Young Communist League, it instantly became the American Youth for Democracy.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. The website there is prepping2-0.com. Lady Liberty, you know, we were talking about how they're just watering down the gospel and who Christ is and everything.
Right.
Well, this other article that just came out from CBN News, Christian Broadcasting. The Church of England is pondering a gender-neutral language for God and Jesus.
Ew.
So they can get away from, you know, using masculine genders to describe God. So they want to neutralize it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not going to work out very well for them.
This is not going to go. Don't go there. Pull yourself back from the ledge. But, you know, this is an ongoing trend that we see. So.
Well, and, you know, it's.
God is there, a he.
Yeah. God is definitely a he. And we know this for a fact because Jesus said he is Father. We call him Father.
That's right.
And so, you know, it's not it's not a female deity. There's no goddess. You know what I mean? It's,
right.
It is just God.
If you're going to call yourself a Christian, you're saying that you are following his example. The only example he ever gave was referring to God as the Father and he. That's
right.
It. Yep. Settled. So... we've got other things we want to hit on here in segment two.
We sure do. And, well, to start off, as you all know, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. So all of you couples out there that are looking to celebrate and possibly buy each other chocolate for that holiday to celebrate, here's a little bit of a heads up and a warning. It says here that Hershey is currently being sued over chocolate containing heavy metals.
Yep.
And apparently, I mean, it's alleged at this point, but what they're saying is that all of the tests have come back and showing that they have harmful levels of both lead and cadmium in the dark chocolate. Mm. And Hershey also bought Lily's, and Lily's is another chocolate production company,
right.
You know, and so both of them are showing high levels of heavy metal. And so I wouldn't eat it. I would not eat something with lead and cadmium.
It's like, what, 1200% higher than the minimum safe levels or something. I can't remember now.
Right.
It was just off the charts. I was like, wow. I mean, you'd have to eat a lot of them. But I mean, if you ate, they said two every day for like by 3 months, you would start having organ failure.
Right.
Because of this.
Yeah. And so even we don't need to be eating anything like that. I mean, not even a little bit. There are other chocolates out there. It's unfortunate because being a chocolate lover, you know, I think everybody out there is probably a chocolate lover in some measure, you know, but
yeah, well, probably
just knowing that, I wouldn't buy it.
The CEO probably said, we got to keep up with our competitors. And sir, it's not cadmium berry. It's Cadbury.
Cadmium berry eggs, right?
Yeah. So maybe that's what CAD stands for. We should investigate that as well.
Yeah, no, really. But
yeah, stay away from Hershey's. Plus, well, they've gone all woke and everything else. And
that's right.
So yeah.
Yeah. So you know, maybe think about something else for gifts, like flowers, roses, you know, whatever else. Maybe not chocolate this year until you do a little bit more investigating. And
yep.
Because, in fact, there's other companies as well that have been showing that similar results. It's just Hershey's is the one that's being nailed so far. So
that's right.
So we better keep our eye on that.
Can't go wrong with applets and cutlets.
There you go.
All right. We've got other things going on too. This growing Chinese threat. And fortunately, yes. We have folks in our government that are taking it seriously, standing against it. You know, while we're looking at balloons, they're already infiltrated, just like Trump said. They are all through our society already.
Right. Right. And so I've got a clip here with Representative James Comer, who is talking about this. And, you know, I think it should be handled quite aggressively. And fortunately, we're seeing the same sentiment from these guys. Listen here.
Our relationship with China. You heard Senator Schumer praise the administration's response so far, but call for new measures. What would you do?
Well, this is a problem that we have. China continues to steal our intellectual property. They continue to steal our patents. They manipulate their currency. We believe they have a big footprint in academia with a massive spy ring within our research universities where they continue to steal our hard-earned research and development. So China's a problem, and this administration thus far hasn't set a very good example of standing up to China. I think that, shooting the balloon down in the Atlantic once it flew over all the military bases, including my own Fort Campbell, Kentucky, it's very disturbing. I'm glad this administration's taking it more seriously with respect to the balloons, but we've got a whole lot bigger problem with China than the spy balloons. I mean, this is a problem. Their military continues to grow and expand. They're continuing their Belt and Road Initiative all over the world, where they're trying to create a dominant world economy. This is a problem for the United States, and we need an administration to stand firm to China.
Do you agree with Senator Schumer we should be taking a look at TikTok?
Absolutely. We've said that in the House Oversight Committee. TikTok's parent company's ByteDance. They are based in China. TikTok executives testified in Congress a year or two ago that none of the data that TikTok collected ever left the United States. But what we've learned from whistleblowers and media accounts is that some of that data did, in fact, go back to China. And that's a concern. It's a concern for high-level people in the government, because with that data, ByteDance can tell where you are. If you're using TikTok, they know where your location is. So that would be a concern if we continue to see escalation among China and the United States. We certainly don't want the Chinese bad guys to know where our public officials are. And that's why you're seeing more state governments ban TikTok. And I think that's going to continue a trend.
Yeah, darn right. We need to take that seriously. That, you know, TikTok is the Trojan horse, the Chinese Trojan horse.
Oh, right. And it's almost like, how are they still questioning that? The whole rest of the world knew that like 2 years ago.
Exactly. And well, it just takes them a long time to catch up. But, you know, well, that's because we don't have leadership. What, 2 years? 2 years we haven't had leadership.
Well, exactly. And now we've got Chinese balloons flying all over the place, even threatening, you know, basically you have to close down the entire airspace all the way around so our own planes can't fly safely. I mean,
right.
That, where's, gosh, the Federal Aviation Administration should be flipping out alone, let alone the fact that it's a national security threat.
Yeah, instead of playing it down. Right. And of course, they don't even know if these are, you will probably never know the truth about these things.
Right.
So anyway, well, join us tomorrow morning for Trump Tuesday, and we look forward to talking to you then. You stay safe.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.